Join us Thursday, June 6th for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner in Elements on June 6th, and 10% of all food proceeds will go to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part. June 6th, it's Dine and Donate at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Enjoy.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And this is Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine with my co-host,
Yvonne Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And we are part of the North State Now, and James Mazzotta is usually my partner, but he is going to be, you're not going to be with us for the next few weeks because he is taking a pilot class right now.
A man scared of flying.
Yeah.
Taking a pilot class.
So Yvonne and I are going to put on the show tonight, and we have some great guests lined up, and we're going to start off the evening to just talk about some of the stuff that's going on in Reading right now. Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast is tomorrow, and
we are so excited. It's one of the huge hits for all the kids and all the families. And we've also got the pre-rodeo grand entry. That'll be on May 17th on Friday, along with our rodeo parade on Saturday, May 18th.
What a great event, and this brings in a lot of people from all over the place, all over the country, and
I believe it's rain or shine, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Just bring your umbrella.
Bring your umbrella. And just get prepared to be muddy. Yeah. It's all right. So, anyway, that's a big event coming up. Everybody loves a rodeo around here. Lots of other events coming up, too, this weekend. The Glenn County Fair is coming up. That is the 16th through the 19th. And I just want to say something really cool about this Glenn County Fair. One of our girls that works in the store, Paige Baker, she was the rodeo queen for 2018. So she's passing on the crown, I believe, tonight.
I was going to
ask her to come on tonight, but she is very busy with the rodeo or the Glenn County Fair queen. So,
right. Yeah. She's been doing it for a full year.
Yes.
So it's been quite an experience for her.
She is amazing. I just love that girl. So what else we got going on, Yvonne?
Well, we have the Silver Dollar Fair is coming up also on May 23rd through the 27th. And
awesome.
That is in Butte County, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's fair time.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Lots of corn dogs.
Yeah.
Funnel cakes. That's
and
my
cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yep. The McLeod Mushroom Festival is coming up May 25th and 26th. That's always on Memorial Weekend. That event is becoming so big. People come from all over the place for this mushroom festival. And who knew? Who knew mushrooms were so cool?
They have great shirts and stuff, too, that they sell at those events.
Yeah.
They have really beautiful graphics.
Yes. Yeah. So, we have done a story on that before. It's a pretty interesting deal. The Whiskey Town Regatta is also Memorial Weekend, and that's an event that's been around for a long time as well. It's 55th annual, and it's going on as planned. So, then the Strawberry Festival, another event that's been around for a long time. I believe it's their 79th year doing this.
Have you ever been?
I have not, but I always hear great things about it. And I always think I'm going to go, but usually I go to the Coast Memorial Weekend because it's also the Kinetic Races.
Oh, that's right.
In Arcata. So, well, part of it is in Arcata. So that's another great event. So, gosh, there's so much to do in the North State. So
also, I think we want to talk a little bit about our Waterworks Park Enter to Win.
Which, yeah, our Waterworks Park.
Through this month.
Yep.
And it's two season passes, and it's $120 value. So make sure that you go online and sign up for that and see if we pick your name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. These Enter to Wins have been really fun. We've had some really great success with, you know, actually whenever we ask somebody if they'd be willing to participate, a business, we don't get very many no's. So it's pretty awesome. People get it. It's a win-win for everyone. People can win tickets or a dinner or whatever. I think next month we're going to have Enter to Win the Railroad Resort, so a $100 certificate for that.
Oh, wow.
So we've got some great businesses that participate. So enter to win at our website, www.enjoymagazine.net. And, gosh, what else is going on in our magazine?
Oh, Movies in the Park. Getting ready to start.
James
just said that he's got to clean out his trailer.
Yes, he did.
Get it all cleaned up this weekend.
Yeah.
So he can pull it in bright and shiny.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got June 7th is when it begins, and the first movie is going to be Mary Poppins.
The new Mary Poppins.
The new Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Right, right. But it's every Friday night, June 7th through August 23rd. And our June location is the Caldwell Park. July is Anderson River Park. And August is Enterprise Park. And then we do have some showings in Red Bluff on Saturday nights.
Yes. So, yeah, and the lineup for June, I do have that information right here. Aquaman is June 14th. That's rated PG-13. And then on June 21st, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and that's rated PG. And then June 28th is Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, and that is PG-13. So something for everyone, and it's a great, great event. It's kind of similar to going to the drive-in. I mean, maybe I'm showing my age, but that was like a big deal when I was a kid, going to the drive-in movies. And so it reminds me of that, except that you're on a lawn with, you know, sometimes there's as many as 1,000 people out there with you. And the average, I would say, is about 400 people come to the Movies in the Park. So it's a great family event, and best of all, it's free. All you need to do is bring lawn chairs or a blanket, and bring something warm, because it does get chilly sometimes. But it's by the river. It's just a really fun night, and it's free. It's awesome. So,
and our food sponsors actually change up a bit year. We've got our Kettle Corn guy that comes.
And
every
he's
year.
Been coming every
yeah,
year. And every this is our 11th year. Season. I can't believe we've been doing this for 11 years. And everybody that puts on Movies in the Park, it's all volunteer driven. And we've had some really great success. We have wonderful sponsors. We're so lucky that we have Dignity Health is a sponsor, Sierra Pacific, Rolling Hills Casino, and the McConnell Foundation, and they all have donated to this great event, and that's what allows us to put it on. We are also we also look for sponsors to sponsor movies, so if there's any businesses out there that are interested in sponsoring, you can contact James at the store. You can call our store, 246-4687, extension 4, or you can just give them a call and let them know that you're interested in sponsoring a movie. So, and that's why we're able to do it, is because we have people that have been so generous. So come on out to a park near you.
Yeah.
This summer. Movies
and
in the
James
Park.
James always speaks so well about our sponsors.
Yes. Yeah.
And really gets the crowd interested and understands exactly what our sponsors do.
Yep.
And it's always a great time.
It really, really is. It's a lot of fun. So enjoymoviesintheparkreading.com is where you can find the listing of all the movies for the year or for the summer. So check that out, www.enjoymoviesintheparkreading.com. So, gosh, there's a lot going on. And we've got some great guests. And in just a few minutes, we're gonna take a break. And when we get back, we're going to introduce our first guest. And if you haven't picked up a copy of the May issue of Enjoy magazine, there's not a lot left in our office. I don't know if a lot of the businesses have much left. But pick them up, or you can go online at enjoymagazine.net and check it out online. And I think we're ready to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Enjoy. Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive. Let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Enjoy.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey, and we're here for North State Now with Yvonne Masada. She's sitting in tonight for James Masada. So welcome back. We have our first guest sitting here, and we are ready to get started with them. Tonight we have, again, we have Joe Shipman and Mike Moynihan, and they are here representing the Shasta Historical Society, and they're going to talk to us tonight about the Taste of History, which is an event coming up next week.
Yeah, hello, hello. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, this is the seventh annual A Taste of History put on by the Shasta Historical Society. It's next Thursday, the 23rd, out at Old Shasta State Historic Park. It's a great venue for this event. It's $40 for a ticket, and it includes beer, wine, food. We've got a silent auction. We've got live music from the old time fiddlers, and just the venue, the setting of it out in Old Shasta, which we have to tip our hat to the park ranger out there, Lori Martin. She actually saved that park during the car fire.
Wow.
I don't know if it's something that everyone, you know, knows about that, but she stayed there during the car fire and fended off the park to still have this, you know, great historical place, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So this is the seventh annual that, you know, that it's been out there. And it's such a fun event. It's something I love doing every year with all the other events I do. This one's really cool just because it's out of town. You know, you get to go up to Old Shasta, and, you know, they open the courthouse for tours. And we've got some exciting characters, I think, coming. And I know Mike over here knows a few of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, besides the silent auction and the I'm Mike Moynihan, by the way, I'm the chair of the board for the Shasta Historical Society, and I'm happy to be here. But as Joe said, we'll have the silent auction, music by the old-time fiddlers. But here's what's going to happen this year. And this is, I don't know how this is going to happen. Okay, ladies. You know, I'm not a guy that believes in the supernatural, or, you know, I have problems with some of that. But I think Black Bart is going to be there. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people think he died in 1894. Okay, I'm not one of them. Okay, he was a poetic stagecoach robber in the 1800s, and robbed the Trinity Stage. You know, coming to Old Shasta, he also had a robbery up near Whitmore. I hear he's going to be there.
You know, I like me a bad boy, so I better show up.
Well, then you'll like Black Bart. Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear that. But, aside from the criminal element, we're going to have somebody you all know from the 20th century, and that is Judge Richard B. Eaton. Oh. I know a lot of people think that he's gone. Well, I'm telling you, I hear he's going to be there. I haven't seen him personally yet, but a couple of people I'm on the board with, you know, Roger Longnecker is on the board, you know, for the Eaton Museum, and he thinks that he might show up there as well. Also, Alvin Coffey, he was a black miner, one of the first black miners to mine in Old Shasta County, and he lived in and around Old Shasta, and he is quite a guy, I've heard. He did a lot of mining, but he did a lot of talking and a lot of trading and a lot of things that I think that you might be interested in. And then we have Pearson B. Redding. Yeah, Pearson B. Redding.
That's going to be amazing.
First white settler in Shasta County. Got a Mexican land grant called the Buenaventura. And a huge area, all the way from Cottonwood all the way up to the Sacramento River where Redding is now. And I don't know how he's doing it, but somehow he's going to be there as well. And then we have the wonderful May Helene Bacon Boggs. And in the museum, she has her art collection that she donated way back when she helped start the museum. And she is going to be there giving tours to people and showing them around the museum. And, again, like Joe just said, we're lucky to have Old Shasta.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lori Martin. Thank you, State Park, you know, clientele, who did everything they could to preserve what we've been longing to keep, and that is Old Shasta and the museum and area. Then we have two gold miners, very disgruntled old gold miners. They came from back east, a couple of buddies, and hung around together looking for gold. Yeah, ended up doing a few other things, you know, taking this, taking that to try to make it over the coal, you know, over a period of time. They didn't do so well. They eventually left and went south to Sacramento and San Francisco area, but they're going to be there too, talking about how they were trying to find their fortune and then marry a fiance when they got back east, but they'll tell you all about it. And then we have Dr. Shurtleff, one of the major characters in Old Shasta. He was one of the first physicians, did a lot of work, opened businesses, was a leader of the community through not one but two fires in Old Shasta. And he's going to be there.
How are you getting all these people?
Well,
they must like this event, too.
No, they like the wine.
They're coming for the wine and the beer and the food. Okay. Yeah, that's what I hear. How they're gonna make themselves not only show up, but then leave somehow unsuspectedly. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're very excited about them walking around and meeting the people who show up at our Taste of History next week.
And we have an article about the Taste of History in our magazine in May and in the May issue. And I was reading that usually the event draws about 250 to 300 people. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you raise about 25,000 to 30,000.
Very
average.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. We do. And that keeps us going. We're a nonprofit, as you all know.
Right.
And that event keeps us moving in the direction we can serve the needs of our community.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yep, and the tickets are available online through ShastaHistorical.org, on the Facebook, Shasta Historical Society, and their event page there. You can also come in to the Historical Society at 1449 Market Street, right next to From the Hearth, and buy tickets in person there. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4. And, it's a great event. What Mike just said about, you know, you feel like you step back in time when you go to this event. I mean, you know, you have the characters, you have the old time fiddlers playing, you know, you get some wine in you, you get some great food and, and you know, you, Yeah, and then you're, you know, you're dancing and you're having a great time, and it's just so cool to be able to go to this, you know, venue and see the history of Shasta County, and it really comes out through this event.
Right.
And
without
question. Yeah.
And this is a special year too because of the car fire, you know.
Exactly.
It caused so much damage out
right.
there. And
good point.
Yeah.
Good
and,
point.
And we've been out there, you know, lately just prepping for the event, and it doesn't look like the fire touched it. It's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, it, you know, you drive through the burn scars on the way there, and then you come into Old Shasta, and yes, there was some damage, you know, to some of the buildings, but you go to the park, the old barn is still there. The grass is green. The cemetery's there, you know, the courthouse, all that. It just looks great. Yeah.
Yeah.
The school and yeah. So we're pretty fortunate and you know, that got saved.
So what kind of auction items do you have? Do you know?
We do. We have a number of things locally. We have businesses that are giving gift certificates. We have also golf. For two at Shasta, Mount Shasta Golf Course, beautiful course. Half of the courses when you're teeing off, you're looking right at Mount Shasta. And then we have an overnight stay along with a meal that goes with that. So we're hoping bidders will bid high for that. That'll be a good one. And we have just a number of different items being given by sponsors and local businessmen downtown. And it should be a lot of fun. Liquor Barn jumped in like they usually do. Old West, they've given some things like ammunition and guns and things like that. It should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. Every year, we have the same people come back and bring a friend or two with them.
Yeah.
And it always turns out to be a lot of fun.
I think I've been – I didn't go last year, but I've been several years in a row. So mm-hmm. It is – I agree. It is really one fun event. And, you know, you kind of learn stuff about the history of our area and you have a good time. What did you mention the wineries that are going to be there?
No, we haven't yet. But, yeah, we have great local wineries. We got Mosley's Family Cellars coming, DeCaro, and Churn Creek Cellars. Yep.
So and those three come every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
And I mean, we ask them, but it's not much of an ask. They
right.
they sign up right away
yeah.
and love the event and you know, donate their time and their product. And it is, you know, high class. I mean, high-class wines. We all know Mosley's, Churn Creek, DeCaro. I mean, those places, mm-hmm. it's great
they
stuff.
They do a great
so.
Job.
Yeah.
And I partake in wine just periodically, but because of them, I'm drinking more local wine than ever before. Let me take that back. I don't drink at all.
Yeah. And our good friends at Block Beverage, you know, bring some beer down. So we're happy to have them. We have Licata Catering providing the food,
oh,
so you can
great.
Get.
Oh, they do a yep. great job.
I love
yeah.
her.
So
I love
Claudia
her.
Will be there.
Oh.
So we've got full
and
bellies.
Yeah.
And
that's
and
another thing. Is
good
you,
stuff.
You run into, you know, so many friends when you're there, too. So, mm-hmm. you know, you go there. You know, I'm going there with my husband, and I know that I'll end up sitting with, you know, 20 or 30 different people.
Black
because,
Bart.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you know Black Bart?
I might.
Well, hopefully you're not too intimate with Black Bart because he could take your wallet,
yeah,
your purse.
Oh,
be careful.
True.
Be careful.
So if you buy the tickets in advance, it sounds like it's $40.
Exactly. Yep. And it's
$45
at the
door.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And how do you get them?
Through ShastaHistorical.org on the website. You can also come in to the Historical Society and get them in advance. And you can find it on the Facebook page and buy them there. And, yeah, buy them at the gate if you want to, you know, don't know if you're going to make it or not. The weather's looking, you know, a little crazy this week, but we've been watching it. And Thursday looks beautiful. It's going to be sunny and 72. So
awesome.
Get your tickets and come on out to a fun historical event.
And we have about 25 to 30 bike riders riding up to Old Shasta.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to come up and make
yeah,
their
bicycles,
debut.
Yeah, bicycles, yeah.
Yeah, so that should be good. We're giving them a little discount because they're riding their bikes up there. And we'll have cold beer, food, and wine for them as they arrive. I'm sure they won't mind.
Yes.
And we'll have DDs ride their bikes back with them.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for being here tonight. We really appreciate it and talking about this great event. Mm-hmm. And, Joe, we'll probably see you next month.
I hope so, yeah. I love it.
And thank you, Mike, for being here. And I'll see you at the Taste of History.
All right.
Oh,
we'll
you
see
certainly
there.
Will.
All right.
Watch your wallet, my dear.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. And we'll be right back with our next guest.
Enjoy.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding.
Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Enjoy.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Welcome back. This is North State Now, and I'm Rhonda Alvey here with
Yvonne Mazzotta.
And we are with Enjoy Magazine, and we have our next guest with us now, and I'd like to introduce to you Jen Gomez. Jen is from Riverfront Playhouse. Jen is the artistic team chair. She's also been an actress on stage several times at Riverfront, and she is directing their play that's opening on Saturday. So, Jen, welcome. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about Shakespeare.
All right. So it's the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged. And it is all 37 plays in 97 minutes.
That's crazy.
It covers literally everything he's ever written, all of his tragedies, all of his comedies, all of the in-betweens, all of his sonnets. We go over everything. It's an amazingly fun show.
Fast-paced, I'm sure.
Oh, very fast-paced.
Yeah.
I discovered this show. A friend of mine introduced me to it almost 20 years ago now. And he gave me this DVD. He's like, you need to watch this. I'm like, I don't like Shakespeare. I've never been a Shakespeare person. I hated reading it in school. I'm like, I don't like this old English stuff. It never held me. Like, I kind of liked the Leonardo DiCaprio, Claire Danes, Romeo and Juliet, but that's because I was right in their age target when it came out. But even then, I'm like, I just like looking at these beautiful people. I don't really care about what's happening. But he's like, no, trust me, watch it. And I watched it, and I absolutely fell in love from the first scene. And it's because it's just so fun, and it makes it so accessible, and it's so funny, and it kind of makes light, but yet it still has its there's one point in that it gets a little serious, and and the actor really reflects on this big monologue that he's giving, this Shakespearean dialogue. But then he kind of snaps out of it. He's like, oh, that wasn't too bad, was it? and it's such a great show.
Uh-huh.
I've loved it for years. And so this season at Riverfront, we are focused on literary classics.
Mm-hmm.
So we started the season off with Robin Hood, and which was another amazing comedy.
Right.
That was a great, the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood.
And that did really well.
Yeah. And actually we have Robin Hood in this show.
Uh-huh.
Isaac Hines, who played Robin Hood in that, is one of my actors. I have three actors. So three people do all 37 plays. All of the parts of Shakespeare are pared down to these three actors. But Isaac Hines, who is Robin Hood, and also Keith Rose, who played the sheriff of Nottingham.
That's right.
And Robin Hood
too. Yeah.
Is also one of my guys. And then we just got done with Of Mice and Men,
uh-huh.
which was amazing for anyone who saw it. It was acted just beautifully. We have my show, which goes over all of Shakespeare. Coming up, we have Little Women and Frankenstein and Christmas Carol. So we have this really strong literary season that we're really proud of.
Yes. Yeah, and it's done really well. People are really loving the whole theme, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah, it's something we haven't done in a while. You know, we usually try to, pick some good shows, but this is the first time we've actually sat down and thought of a theme for the year.
Uh-huh.
And we're really excited with how it's going.
That's great.
And like you mentioned, I've done a lot with Riverfront over the years. I've acted, I've stage directed, I've worked crew, I've worked in the booth. But this is the first time I've directed, so I'm really excited about it. And I'm happy that I was able to do a show that I loved so much.
And how scary was it?
Oh, terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Tomorrow is going to be is our preview night. And so it's the first time we're going to be doing this show in front of an audience.
And I think it's almost sold out.
And I'm petrified.
Yeah. You're going to have a big crowd tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
awesome. That's really great. So what is that? Who are the actors?
So I mentioned Isaac Hines and Keith Rose, who are just so much fun. And then my third actor is Tyler Lockamy, who has done shows in the past, and then he moved away, and now he's back in town. And I'm so lucky to have him. And the three of them just have this chemistry about them that you'd think that they were all best friends for years.
Uh-huh.
And really, Isaac and Keith have done a lot of shows together at Shasta College and through Riverfront. But this is the first one they've done with Tyler. But Tyler just fit right in. I mean, you'd think that these three were separated at birth. They just get along so well. They have amazing timing together, and you can tell that they're having a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
On stage.
So you don't really have to be a Shakespeare fan to appreciate this movie.
Not at all. And that's what I love about the show, is that for people who like Shakespeare, everything is there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like I said, we cover everything. And really, we cover most everything in the first act. And then the second act is pretty much devoted to Hamlet. And but if you don't like Shakespeare, it's just a fun experience. You get to laugh at everything, because it's these three guys who are trying to cram everything in together. And so one of my favorite parts of the show is that Isaac is the one guy in my cast with a beard, and he plays all the female roles.
That's awesome. Oh, man. So you've also acted in several plays. Which one was your favorite acting experience?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, one of my, the near and dear to my heart is still my first show at Riverfront, which was Club Dead, which was a locally written and produced show by Bill and Lisa Collins, and it was a musical. And so it was all original music written by them and the amazing Bill Roos. And I was actually just talking about that set earlier. We had a whole cabana set that we had a fire pit in the middle of the stage. And it was just such a fun experience. And it was really my introduction into Riverfront. It was my very first Riverfront show. And that was back in 2009, I want to say, 9 or 10. So, yeah, it's been a while.
You've been around for a while.
I have.
I think probably because I'm not as – I mean, I'm fairly new. I've seen several plays at Riverfront, but now I see all of them. But but I loved you in Two, Three in a Van.
Oh, Two on the Aisle, Three in a Van.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really special show, too.
That was awesome. You did such a great job in that.
I got to say all the snide remarks of the show. I had all the best lines.
You did. And you did such a great job with
that. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I love that. So tell us about what you do with the artistic team.
So the artistic director committee, what we do is we are responsible for finding plays and structuring the season, finding directors to direct the plays, and really make sure that we're putting the best quality shows we can onto the Riverfront stage.
That's
and
awesome.
I've been on the committee now for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I've been the chair for maybe about a year-ish. So, and it's been a lot of work, but a lot of fun. We also put on our annual awards event called the ARPies, which is our Tony Awards. And so we plan that and put that on. And that's a lot of work in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And that just took place last month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have, we had a really good turnout. We always try to make it as nice as possible. We have nice trophies and we have a PowerPoint slide presentation of all the pictures of all of the nominees and then reveal who the winner is, just like at the Oscars. And it's, you know, it's our
people
night of
dress up all fancy.
We encourage formal wear. It's not mandatory, but it's encouraged.
Red carpet.
It's really a night of glitz and glamour, and it's our opportunity to say thank you to everybody who was in our productions, because you're invited if you're either a member of Riverfront or if you were in or worked on any kind of production for that year. And it's our big thank you. You know, we provide food and drinks, and we have this big presentation to really show our appreciation for the people who donate their time, because we're a completely volunteer theater.
Yeah,
there is absolutely no one who gets paid at Riverfront, from the actors on stage to the directors to the board members. We all do this for the love of theater.
Yeah.
And things like this, it really comes through. It really shows.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the play. I'm going to be working at the theater one night for a buyout. So
wonderful.
I get to be a hostess. So, but what about next season? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, next season we are – so this season was all literary classics. Next season we're going for films. So we're going to be doing Clue, which is the classic whodunit, you know, movie based on a board game. is now a play. We're also going to be doing Steel Magnolias, the 7-Year Itch.
Do you have your eyes on any roles that you want to play?
Not so far, not for me. I'm really looking forward to a break. I was in Robin Hood earlier this season, and so was my husband, Chris Gomez, and then he was the artistic director of Mice and Men, and now I'm directing this. So we're saying this is our last one this year. We're still involved in the theater. He's on the board. He's also on the artistic director committee with me. But we really want a breather.
Yeah.
We're very tired.
Well, and when you do a play, you're putting in 3 months, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
at least.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I really encourage people to go on our website at riverfrontplayhouse.net and get those tickets. And with this show, you could go multiple times. You're never going to see the same show twice.
That's awesome.
Can I get tickets at Enjoy?
Yes.
The store?
Absolutely.
Also,
yeah.
Tickets are available at Enjoy. And the theater is at 1620 East Cypress.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you'll get your tickets and go see the show. And thank you very much, Jen, for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to be with our next guest pretty soon.
Enjoy. When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Riverfront Playhouse answers the question you didn't know you wanted to ask. What if the entire works of Shakespeare was summed up by the Three Stooges? Be prepared to laugh your artsy self silly as Tyler, Isaac, and Keith condense everything the Bard ever wrote into one 97-minute show. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, written by Long, Singer, and Winfield, directed by Jen Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, May 18th through June 15th.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Enjoy. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. And we're in the home stretch now. So I think we'll just go ahead and introduce our last guest for the night. And our last guest actually isn't here. He's on the phone. And a disclaimer, it is my son. his name is Weston Lee Ball. And Weston, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just great. So the reason why I asked Weston to be here tonight is Weston graduated from Central Valley High School. He hasn't lived in Reading for a while, but I know that Central Valley High School gave him a lot of really great acting experience. And he has gone on to he has starred in a movie. He's in a movie that's actually available right now on Amazon Prime Video. It's called Donovan Reed. And so Weston's here to talk a little bit about the movie and talk a little bit about growing up in Reading. So thank you for being here, Weston. It's nice to hear your
thank
voice.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to hear your voice too, Mom.
So what I'd love for you to do is tell us a little bit about Donovan Reed.
Yeah, absolutely. Donovan Reed is suspense that is about a character who takes the identity of a child that's been missing for over a decade, essentially, and convinces the family that he is their long-missing child.
Oh, my gosh. And there was a story like that in the news recently. So
yes.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, they pop up occasionally. It's you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's uncommon, but it's happened multiple times,
yeah.
We found.
Yeah. So who's the director for Donovan Reed?
Austin Smigalski.
And he's in L.A.?
Yeah, he's
uh-huh.
actually Petaluma local or native. Grew up here in Sonoma County, where I currently am.
Uh-huh.
And he moved down to Los Angeles to pursue his career.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This is pretty exciting for him, I bet, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is his first feature.
And where was it filmed?
It was actually shot largely in Petaluma and Dillon Beach, which is around Bodega Bay.
That's so beautiful there. Well, I just have to say that I've actually watched the movie about 5 times so far. and I have enjoyed it every single time. And I don't think it's just because my son is in it. But anyway, Weston, I have a few questions that I'm going to ask you. So you graduated from Central Valley. And do you think your experience acting in plays at Central Valley is what kept you interested in acting?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Normetta Muir is an absolute queen. She was like a mother to pretty much anyone who walked into the drama department and decided they were, you know, going to be involved in any small way, even to just hang out there during breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And she was amazing. She gave us a lot of advanced material to kind of chew on that a lot of us, I encountered later in at the junior college level. So she was preparing us for a lot,
uh-huh.
and on a very shoestring budget. We were doing all our own sets. We were doing all our own costuming. I mean, you name it. Every year we did a student production where a student got to direct as part of the Drama 4 program. As a senior, you were able to get into the program, and I actually ended up being able to direct my senior year, and
uh-huh.
it was an absolute pleasure, and I owe it all to Normetta. She was amazing.
And I just want to give a shout-out to Normetta because when Donovan Reed was at the film festival in San Francisco, Normetta lives in Hawaii now, and she actually flew and went to see the movie in San Francisco, to see you in the movie in San Francisco, and I was blown away.
That's
pretty
amazing. Woman.
Yeah. Yeah, so she is. She was your fan then, and she is still your fan. She's following you, and that's pretty cool. I love it. So, why don't you tell everybody when you first started to perform?
I was thinking about this, and I was really young. I was
very
really,
young.
Really young. I mean, we did plays in church, and I ended up in that guy Raymond Comstock skit was a theater guy who lived in Santa Rosa when we were growing up, because when I was very young, we lived in Sonoma County here in Santa Rosa, and but the first ones I really remember, the ones that, you know, I hold really dear in my heart, were making little movies with my cousins, and we would do this anytime we all kind of collected together. Someone would, of course, have a camcorder, and we would just shoot some little silly movie, and those experiences were super formative for me.
That's awesome. So if anybody wants to watch Donovan Reed, how do they go about doing this?
It's currently on Amazon. It's just $3. And, you know, we ask that you please leave a review. It helps our little movie out immensely in ways that you could not even understand. It just would be very helpful for our little movie.
Uh-huh. And what age group do you think would enjoy this movie most?
Oh, everyone. Everyone. I think everyone will enjoy this movie because it's acceptable for all ages. But I think, you know, once you start getting more of the subtlety of human nature, you start understanding a little bit more of what's going on as it's going on. And I think a younger audience will go, ooh, this is exciting. This is fast and interesting. And, I think older audiences will appreciate the subtlety of the performances and the story.
Mm-hmm. I think the story is really good. It's really there's lots of twists and turns, and it does keep you on the edge of your seat, and you just keep wondering. I just kept trying to figure out the ending, you know, how is this going to end? How is this going to end? And it surprised me. I did not guess how the end was going to be. That was pretty amazing. So what do you think what are people saying now after watching the movie?
You know, a lot of people have been really positive, from family and friends to total strangers. You know, after one of the showings in San Francisco, we did our premiere at Indie Fest in San Francisco back in February, mm-hmm. and it was very well received. We had a packed house the first night, and after the performance, a woman came up to me, and they were very touched by the performance. Uh-huh. They said they could relate to their own very difficult experience that I don't want to get into, but they could relate to my character through their very difficult experience, a very difficult childhood.
Right.
And that meant the world to me as an actor. Uh-huh. I mean, it's kind of a selfish thing to say, but that somebody could relate to what I was playing pretending.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And apply that to their own life and say that it affected them it means that I'm doing my job.
Right.
Honestly, to me, that's what art's all about, is connecting to people, to your community, to people, you know, making those human connections.
Uh-huh. You're right. That's absolutely right. So, moving on, what other acting projects have you worked on in both Santa Rosa and in Redding? I know that you did do a play at Riverfront.
Yeah, Making It at Riverfront was something I did, I think, between my sophomore and junior year during the summer, and that was a blast, an absolute blast.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it kind of as this whirlwind of activity that was just like, go, 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 go.
Uh-huh.
And just my gigantic hair and all of the crazy, you know, antics that play got into. Honestly, that's how I remember it. And then I did virtually every play that ever happened at Central Valley while I was there. Other than the first one, my freshman year, I was a little bit timid and hadn't acted in a while. So.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, every play there. And then, then once I moved to Santa Rosa, I took some classes in theater and did a couple of plays through the JC here. And after that, I took a long break to focus on music, and it was a long break, about 10 years, but once I got back into it, I went at it pretty hard and did a lot of movies in a very short amount of time. So for the last 3 years, I've been acting pretty consistently and in some movies. Mom for Sale, Mint Condition is a film I made not too long ago, actually, with Austin. He edited the film. I acted in it. It's how we introduced ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Third Law was another one that came out right around the same time that Donovan Reed did, and is a very different movie. Kind of Tarantino-like. It's available on YouTube currently. Third Law.
Uh-huh.
Really fantastic project with a lot of really good friends. I did a movie where I played kind of I was a very interesting kind of political satire where Bernie Sanders was kind of like a Jedi. And that was really
wow.
Wild. Yeah, it was a very interesting little movie. That was a lot of fun. That was called Burninator. That's also on YouTube. And then Zeitgeist Orchestra is actually a movie that's coming out very soon. And
uh-huh.
We might actually do a little bit of traveling with that
wow.
movie. That's actually like this very strange, very ethereal kind of experience trying to capture the essence of a backyard summer show.
Wow.
My whole band, it was one of our last shows. So my band played that as a, you know, part of this weird improvisational experimental film.
Hey, Weston, you know, we are out of time, so I'm going to have to cut you off so we can say goodbye to everybody. But I appreciate you being here, and I'll talk to you in a little while, and I love you. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We will see you next month, North State Now. And thanks, Yvonne, for co-hosting tonight.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.